Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee Gamble. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Werber steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey strikes out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Heck reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to third. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Gallen scores. Lieber goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Wally Burger now playing center field. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Maddock moves to second. One out. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a line drive to left field. Gamble throws towards the infield. Walters fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walters. Maddock scores. Hack moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-2 in the game. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. McCormick picks up the ball and throws it to Myers, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger strikes out. One out. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Nino Bongiovanni pinch hits for Bucky Walters. Nino Bongiovanni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bongiovanni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Johnson now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber scores. Frey moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Frey moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddox tags and scores. Hack tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0-for-1 in the game. Burger takes first base on ball 4. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a line drive towards short. Maddox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burger moves to second. 2 outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Burger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger. Russell reaches second base with a double. Hartnett moves to third. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.